New York DA indicts Uzbek truck hijackers in $4.5 million theft ring. By Warner Todd Houston on June 4, 2026. Authorities in New York have busted a truck cargo hijacking ring allegedly run by Uzbek national Mordalo Murad Kasanov that they say has stolen at least $4.5 million in cargo. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has handed down indictments for Kasanov and seven of his associates in a scheme using warehouse insiders who passed the crooks tips about what sort of cargo was being stored in their facilities. With that insider info, the crooks forged fake transit papers and then simply drove in and picked up the merchandise, then drove off without any questions asked. Authorities also say the crooks hacked into warehouse computer systems to create their fake transit documents. The ring stole a wide variety of expensive products including high-end cheeses, copper wire, meats, and cigarettes. The Manhattan DA drops an indictment on eight alleged Uzbeki trunk hijackers. A majority of these alleged suspects are in the country legally. This was no ordinary scam. These scammers were smart and they didn't even need guns to make off with millions of dollars of stolen. pic.twitter.com/e0swxfhhx. Viral News NYC, at Viral Newsneak, June 4, 2026. The DA's office has focused on six thefts totaling $4.5 million. The suspects are all from the country of Uzbekistan, which is a northern neighbor of Afghanistan and Turkmenistan and is about 800 miles from Iran's northern border. Alleged ringleader Kasanov was taken into custody on Wednesday morning during a raid on his ritzy Surf Avenue high-rise apartment in New York City, according to the New York Post. All eight of the suspects arrested in the scheme are in the U.S. illegally and entered the country during the Biden administration. Officials also say they speak little to no English. The indictment alleges that the crew stole $165,000 worth of lamb, $266,000 worth of copper, $295,000 worth of beef, $432,000 worth of cheese, and $3.3 million worth of cigarettes. The crooks then reportedly moved to sell the items on the black market. What is very disturbing here is that the victims, the owners of the goods and the legitimate shipping companies, had no idea this was occurring until the damage is done, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said at Thursday's press conference. We believe at least some of the food was meant for grocery stores, like a Costco for example. When food orders go missing and shelves are empty, prices go up, he added. Some of the stolen items were recovered and found in a storage facility in New York City. Suspects Nadra Kobolov and Alexei Vorobyev pleaded not guilty at their arraignment in court on Thursday morning. Both were given supervised release. But prosecutors insisted that Kasanov, the alleged ringleader who also has an Interpol red notice out against him, be held on $1.5 million cash bail. A judge ruled that he be held at least until June 11 for his bail application hearing. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.